Charlotte Republican Congresswoman Sue Myrick says she often hears complaints from people in her district about the cost of illegal immigration.
People tell me that it is a very big challenge on education and on health care, on our hospital system, and that's a concern of a lot of people in my district. I hear this all the time. People are concerned about the cost on that side of it.
But no one seems to agree on what the costs actually are, or what they will be if Congress grants legal status to millions of illegal immigrants. According to the Pew Hispanic Center, North Carolina is home to roughly 300,000 illegal immigrants and ranks eighth in the country for the highest number of undocumented workers. Cherryville Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry, a proponent of stricter immigration policies, points to the costs illegal immigrants put on American taxpayers.
The hospitals are concerned about providing health care services for illegals. The school systems in some cases are pressured because of the rising number of illegals. The American people want law-abiding citizens to participate in society. They don't want to reward illegal behavior.
But Stacy Dean of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says currently the undocumented don't have access to many social services.
Undocumented immigrants, let's start there. With respect to the major public benefit programs like Medicaid, food stamps, Supplemental Security Income, cash welfare, are not and have not ever been eligible for those benefits.
Undocumented immigrants do have access to emergency health care, public education, school lunch programs, food banks, and prenatal care. But the cost to these programs is difficult to measure since illegal immigrants are not required to reveal their status. Jessica Vaughn of the Center for Immigration Studies, a conservative Washington think tank, says there are also hidden costs to programs illegal immigrants are not entitled to, especially if you count the children born to illegal immigrants in the United States.
Who, by virtue of their birth here in the United States, are U.S. citizens. They qualify for Medicaid and other income support programs like WIC and the free school lunches and things like that. Their children have access to them. That's where we get a lot of the fiscal costs of illegal immigration.
But North Carolina Democratic Congressman Mel Watt says it's unfair to place the blame for a stressed social safety net on immigrants.
Other factors, the cost of health care is going up, the cost of education is going up, and the government dollars to support those things are either staying level or going down when compared to inflation. So to blame that on an increase in immigrants, I think, is to place the blame in the wrong place.
Stacy Dean of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says more access to medical care for both legal and illegal immigrants could actually save the health care system money.
The only source of health care you have is through the emergency room. You wait until you're very, very sick, and it's very, very expensive to serve you. But, for example, maybe if your kids had health insurance, that would keep them healthier, keep you in the workforce in a more stable situation, and that's better for the economy and better for the community.
But Jessica Vaughn of the Center for Immigration Studies says legalization would not benefit the economy because it would only increase the strain on American taxpayers.
The best approach is not to make the problem worse by enacting an amnesty, but instead try to shrink demand for the services through better interior immigration law enforcement.
The state's junior Republican Senator, Richard Burr, says the Senate must also consider the House of Representatives. The House passed a border security and immigration law enforcement-only bill in December.
Anything that provides amnesty, the Senate would be crazy to produce a bill that suggested that we could close that gap with the House of Representatives. That would be an injustice to the American people, to American business, but more importantly to the 14 million undocumented people that are here.
Congressman Watt says he would support a path to citizenship for some illegal immigrants. But first, he believes the two houses of Congress must find a vision.
What I think is even more important is for the United States and the Congress to really have a discussion about what objectives it's trying to achieve through its immigration policy. Because right now, I don't think we have a clue what our objectives are.
Many lawmakers say they need more time to really understand the effects legalization would have on social programs. But even if the Senate succeeds in passing a bill before Memorial Day, it is unlikely the two chambers will agree on their objectives or pass legislation before the November elections. For WFAE News, I'm Jill Morrison on Capitol Hill.